Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. My name is Jessica and I'm here with my partner in crime, Kristen.
Hello.
And I didn't rehearse this intro. So that's all.
Because
I have.
All of our other intros are so rehearsed.
We practice all our intros like three times at least.
That's true.
And did we didn't this time. We didn't this time. We know who we are. That was about as far as we got.
Yeah.
Did you see I did tweet before we started? Did you see the Mabel Syndrome tweet I did?
No.
I said that I'm very prepared for today's podcast because I made ice before I went to work today for my drink.
You don't always have ice?
Well, I have this thing that I try and do where I like, if I run out of ice cubes, I'm like, I'm not going to make any ice because then tomorrow I just won't have a drink. And then I end up taking my glass to a neighbor's house and going, hey, do you have any ice? So this morning, as I was like frantically getting ready for work, I was like, hey, I'm going to make some ice. I'm going to get ready for the podcast.
Yeah, nice. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Caesar. Oh. I am. Surprise. And if you're a first-time listener, you need to Google it because I'm not going to explain it again.
Is your Clamato fresh tonight?
No, it's the end of the bottle.
Ooh. Did you get it before you went on vacation?
No.
Okay, good. It didn't sit in your fridge for a week.
No. Good. I finished that bottle earlier this week.
Okay. So this is a new bottle of Clamato.
Yes. And it's vodka specifically in this drink. I've been drinking gin Caesars lately. I've been on this like huge gin kick, which I don't know, it just happened all of a sudden. And gin, for some reason, like I can drink more of it than anything else.
It's your thing, maybe.
It's a thing. So,
do you like your buzz off of it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not buzzed, but I feel better than when I don't drink it. So I think I am buzzed. But it's just like a different kind. Like maybe it's because I can taste the vodka more, but the gin like works with the thing with Caesars is that there's like salt and celery salt and Worcestershire and Tabasco and the Clamato and everything's like super salty. So whatever hard alcohol you put in it needs to go with the salt. So like tequila Caesars, amazing. Gin Caesars, amazing. Vodka. What else can you put in there? If it's a clear alcohol, it goes in a Caesar.
Okay.
So no Crown Royal, no rum.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the rule. So yeah, that's what I'm drinking. It's my second one.
Nice.
And by second one, I mean I've had like two doubles. So it's technically my fourth if we're going by bartender standards.
Awesome.
And you're drinking tonight.
I am. Surprise, surprise.
Okay, what are you drinking?
For what? It's Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a random Wednesday night and I'm drinking with you.
I love it.
Because I miss you and I haven't seen you in a long time. And it's kind of like we're hanging out drinking.
That's what we're doing.
I know.
I hang out with you more than I hang out with anybody else. Oh. Except for Tinny.
So I was at a work meeting and then I just stopped at a random liquor store because I had to go back to my office, which is where I'm at now. So I stopped at a random liquor store and I got these beers that looked good that I've never tried before. And it's pretty good. It's just a pale ale. It's Down Road, the Down Road Beer Company. And I got it because it says, what the fuck word is this? Can you read it? Wait. Oh,
I just got a brief. Kate, hold it up. Kate, turn it.
I thought it said punk.
I thought it said punk at first too, but it says puckwudgie.
Puckwudgie? I don't know. Puke wudgie? That's not a good name for a beer.
I feel like it should say punk wedgie.
Yeah.
But it's puck.
That's
wedgie.
Where my mind went. When I looked at it in the case, I was like, oh, punk wedgie, I have to get that beer.
It's like we're slurring punk wedgie.
Puck wedgie.
Is it good?
It is really good, actually. It's very hoppy for a pale ale, but it's good.
What's the percentage?
It's low. Because I have to drive home from work.
Right.
Drinking at work means you have to drive home, which...
Right.
It's only 4.5%.
Okay, so that's like a normal beer.
Yeah.
For America. For America.
Right, right, right. For the lame Americans.
So we were both just on vacation. You were in Florida, I was in Arizona, and while we're just talking about beer, this is a good transition.
Okay.
Usually we're not good at those, so I'm going to roll with this. Okay. When I was in Arizona, and you can buy... So Canada and America are different because in Canada, you can only buy alcohol... Well, my province specifically, you can only buy alcohol at government establishments. So like a government-run liquor store or mm-hmm. a cold beer and wine, we call them. So you can't just buy it at like a gas station or a grocery store or mm-hmm. anything like that. So when I go to America, this is like amazing to go to Walmart and be like, oh.
Yeah. Like so, you can get your groceries and your milk and your cheese and all the other things that you need and your beer or your wine.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's like a pretty amazing selection everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And every single place I went in Arizona, I looked for your favorite beer, Sip of Sunshine.
I told you last time you can't get it.
I know, but I feel like
you're still
going to
look
like,
for it.
I promise you.
I would give you $10,000 if you found that beer in Arizona.
You know what? I almost was like, I know I'm not going to find it, but I want to find it just so I can send Kristen a Snapchat.
Oh, that's funny. That sounds like me. So one time I'm not a big wine person and especially not white wine at all. But one time I had a delicious white wine and all I remember from it was that it had a goat on the bottle, on the label. And so for like 10 years now, I've been looking at every liquor store for wine that has a goat on the label.
So you know what's funny about that is my best friend Jenny and I, we once drank this white wine and a lot of it, and it was on sale at the liquor store and we loved it so much. And all I could remember was that it had a chicken. On a label. There was a chicken on the label. Need to find the chicken on a label. We found it a little while ago. It has a porcupine on the label. We were just so stoked on it that we couldn't remember the animal. We loved it so much. So I was like looking for chickens everywhere. And then one day we found it and she messaged me and she's like, I found it and it's not a chicken.
Are you sure it's the same thing?
Well, now I'm not. Like now you just totally made me doubt myself, but up until 30 seconds ago I was like, oh yeah, it was porcupine.
Yeah, I must have misremembered and it's a porcupine.
Like maybe your goat is actually like a dog.
It very well could be,
right?
Yeah, because I've never found, and I've even googled like wine label with a goat and I've come up with nothing.
You have to when you find something you like that's wine, you have mm-hmm. to take a picture of the bottle.
Yeah.
Or soak it and take the label off.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I need to do that. It's rare that I find a wine that I'm like, oh, I really like this.
Yeah. Well, next time you'll remember.
Yeah.
More than the goat.
So besides going to the grocery store and purchasing liquor there, which is fucking awesome, what else did you do in Arizona?
I've had a lot of people ask me this since I got back, and the answer is nothing.
Which is perfect.
We didn't really do anything. We swam and laid in the sun, and we did a little bit of shopping, because shopping in America is amazing.
Wait. Why is the shopping amazing? What stores do we have that you love?
Well, stuff is cheaper down there.
Well, it's cheaper because of the conversion, but is it really cheaper even after you convert?
It does still end up being cheaper.
Okay.
I mean, to some degree.
Are you just happy that something's $5 even though it's...
12?
Yeah.
Well, we converted our money. Like, we converted cash to take down.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Can you still hear me or did I mute that?
No, you're fine.
Okay. We converted our money to go down and... we ended up losing like $300, $400 mm-hmm. off of the conversion because it's so painful right now. But it is cheaper. Like the outlets and stuff it's crazy.
Oh yeah. I love outlets.
But I will say that one thing we did do down there that is different, like that I really noticed was we took Marlo to see Beauty and the Beast. And the chain of movie theaters down there is called Harkins.
Okay, we don't have that here.
Okay, so I don't know, maybe it's just a Arizona thing, or yeah. I'm not sure, but it's called Harkins. And it's super, it feels super corporate because like every single employee is like, have a great time and how was your movie and stuff. Like oh, the wow. service, the service level was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But the food that you guys can purchase in a movie theater is fucking insane.
What? You don't have access to that, to crap like, food in a movie theater?
So when you go to a movie here, there's popcorn,
mm-hmm.
candy, pop or soda, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
and like maybe nachos with like that melty cheese. Shit.
Right. Yeah.
So when we walked into the Harkins movie theater and there's like a lineup for snacks and then there's like a lineup for hot food, like you had to pick which lineup you're going into. So right away I was like, I'm going in this lineup, like the hot food lineup, because I'm going to town. And
but isn't the hot food just like chicken strips and french fries and crap like that? Or no, is it really good?
So you still can't get chicken strips and french fries at our movie theaters. If I could get french fries at a movie theater, holy balls, I would be, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
No, I had, our listeners are going to be so grossed out by me. But so I kind of like impulse shopped
mm-hmm.
in the lineup. I had, can you hear my phone ringing in the background?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ignore it.
Okay.
I had mac and cheese bites, like deep fried mac and cheese.
Oh.
A box of mini corn dogs.
I love corn dogs, by the way.
White Castle burgers.
Oh, wow.
And what else? There was more. There was something else.
Nothing sweet.
I'm not a sweet. I'm savory all the way.
Okay.
Okay. Marlo had, I think she had like a, she had a chocolate bar, but like when I go to the movie in Canada, I usually get a bottle of water and a bag of licorice, or I go to the candy store before I go and I buy myself like a huge thing of candy.
Yeah.
But I like, before the previews were even over, I had like 7 mini corn dogs and like half a dozen deep fried mac and cheese bites.
Mm.
It was amazing. And yeah. The seat's like half reclined-ish.
Right. Have you...
What?
So some we have here... Yeah, they do. And some we have here serve food at them. Do you have any food movie
like
theaters?
Like to your seat?
Yeah, like a waitress comes. You don't have any of those?
No.
And you can have beer and wine. I know. Am I blowing your mind?
America's
so
amazing.
You're not going to come visit Boston because of me, but you'll come because we have movie theaters with wait staff.
I'm sold. I'm going to come all the way to Boston, and I am not leaving the movie theater. Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think in Vancouver, there's maybe one theater that's kind of specializes in that, but it's mm-hmm. not like a normal thing.
Right. No, I wouldn't say it's a normal thing. It's just some theaters here and there do it. But there's a handful of them now.
And the food is crazy. So
yeah. But so see, of that you just said, I mean, I love all that stuff, but I would still choose a giant popcorn.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
I love popcorn.
I probably would next time.
Uh-huh.
Or like my 10th time, let's be honest.
Or you can decide about the 10th time on the 8th time.
I would need to go through all of it before I went back to my, like my go-to, which is like nibs or,
mm-hmm.
do you have nibs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like, does that sounds like a super perverted word. So,
I have nibs. Come on. What are you trying to say?
I want perfume that smells like nibs. Oh. I want to like walk around smelling like a bag of nibs.
That sounds really dangerous.
Because of how people would like it or how gross I'd be.
Oh, okay. Like people wouldn't be able to resist you.
People be like, oh my God, you smell great. What is that? And I go, nibs.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you open up a bag of nibs, I'm like, oh, it smells so good.
And you know what else, what you guys have out there that we don't have too, because I grew up in Seattle and I miss it so much, is red vines.
We don't have them in Canada.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, no. I love those so much better than Twizzlers. They're a million times better than Twizzlers. And when I was in college, my mom used to send me a big Costco bin of red vines because I love them so much. And you can't get them out here.
You can't get them in Canada either. Oh. Red vines, I have this like love-hate relationship with red vines. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like they're disgusting and amazing at the same time.
I just think they're amazing.
Like the mini corn dogs.
Yeah.
So we went to the movies. We watched Beauty and the Beast. I ate copious amounts of processed meat and deep fried fake cheese. And then we left the movie theater and I went and put a bikini on and went to the pool. I was like, nothing says feeling confident in a bikini like a belly full of mini corn dogs.
I hear ya.
So
good. So yeah, your plan of getting wasted and wearing a bikini seems to have worked.
It worked every day.
That's awesome.
Because again, no, one of the cheapest things in America is alcohol.
Right.
Because we get taxed like crazy. Uh-huh. So I love Prosecco, and they sell it at like the gas station down there, and they sell it at Costco, and they sell it everywhere. So every single place I went to, I was like, I'll take this one and I'll take that one. And then, so every night at sunset, our routine, Marlo and I, we'd go out onto the street where we could see it and we would watch the sunset and I would drink. Mm-hmm. But when you open a bottle of Prosecco, you can't like just tuck part of it away. You have to like,
you have to finish it.
But again, alcohol's so cheap in America that I'd be like, ah, whatever. I'm not going to finish it. I can get more tomorrow because it's so cheap down there.
Wow. Huh. I never think of that. And different states have different taxes too. So I wonder, maybe Arizona doesn't have a high tax on alcohol.
Like,
I'm not sure.
Like a bottle of Prosecco that I drink here that costs me $17.99 costs like $7.99 down there.
Okay.
So it's still cheaper even with the conversion.
Okay.
And
so this I got a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans.
The big boys. Do you call them tall boys?
I think some people do. I don't. But I think that is what they're called, right?
Tall boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's call them tall girls. Can we call them tall girls?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, tall girls. I'm writing it down right now.
Big boned.
Big bone beer.
This was $12
for four of them.
Yeah,
that's cheap. See here, that would be like $15.
Okay, but that's probably the same in terms of the conversion.
Maybe that's like craft beer, kind of like should we like hashtag fancy beer, right?
Yeah.
So it's that's like, like I think. While we were there, Dave drank like 67 Budweisers.
Ew.
Because they're so cheap. I know. So, is there anything exciting you want to talk about on your vacation? I saw the masturbate and tackle picture.
Oh, I know. That place is hilarious.
It's
I love that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Masturbate and tackle.
Oh.
I need a shirt from there, though.
I need a shirt from there. Do they not sell all kinds of kitschy, like,
I don't know.
Stuff?
They probably do. I just drove by it really fast.
Oh!
So I didn't even get to go in. I know.
I want a coffee mug. I want a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I want a headband.
You know what I did, though? I tried to, like, I wore some of my band shirts. Oh, it was funny. Remember how we both wore that same Descendants tank top. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I realized I don't have many band shirts that aren't black.
Ah, right? I have. So I posted that, I think it was like on my second day, my face-to-face Mexico tour t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like the night before we flew to Arizona, I like busted out my scissors and that black t-shirt and I was like, I need a fucking tank top.
Yeah.
And I hacked it up because they're all black. You're right.
Yeah. And I don't want to wear a black t-shirt in Florida. Like, it's just kind of, it's hot anyways. And I like tank tops. So I'm going to have to destroy more shirts by cutting them up.
Yeah.
Or I'm on a mission to find more like gray, because I don't want white either. Right. So these are punk girl problems.
Yeah.
Like we don't have shirts that fit us and the colors are awful. And
exactly.
I mean, I have a handful of black ones. There's a time and a place for a black t-shirt. That's great. But there are times I don't want to wear a black t-shirt, and there's no other options.
See, the thing about the gray Descendants tank top that we both have is that It's not like a crop top.
Right.
It's not super tight. It's not like it's like a normal girl's kind of flowy.
It covers the bra. Like it's not strap. It covers the bra, but it's still cute.
Girly.
Girly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a wife beater. And it's not black.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect. So I'm going to say shout out to the Descendants right now for that tank top, and we need more of them.
Yeah.
So
I'm on a mission. I think I just, I bought a couple things. I can't even remember what I bought because I had like a million different pages open yesterday, like Kings Road merch and I don't know, Epitaph store and all these different things. And I just bought like four or five new shirts. So I'll see when they come.
Right. I think that's a great mission.
Yeah.
I think, who did I go? I went onto a band's website the other day and I was going to buy a tank top. Oh, Real Big Fish.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't like,
yeah,
it was like 16-year-old me would wear it.
You know what we should
do? Guys.
You know what we should do on our site or something is have like links to the good merch.
Oh, let's do it.
Like we try the merch. Like,
yep.
Okay, I tried this tank top. It shrunk in one wash and the label fell off or something, you know, or like I have this tank, I wear it every single day. It's awesome. Like it fits, this is how it fits. And we are real girls with big boobs and like, this is how it fits. And so, yeah, we could like link to the good stuff because it's hard to find. Like I just, like I said, I just bought four shirts yesterday. I doubt maybe one will fit. Maybe.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So right now I know that we both are super like Descendants face to face. They've had some great stuff recently. Your Interrupter stuff.
Yeah. But see, so I bought the Interrupters and the Bad Cop shirt at their show. So I have no idea what their online merch is. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that could be a whole different thing. Like I can vow for vouch
what you bought.
Vow.
You're not vouching anybody, lady.
Oh God. All right. I gotta have another drink.
Jimmy Eat World has some great girl stuff. And Jimmy Eat World and Propagandy, they both have some good girl stuff. That's like, it's long enough. Cause I find that's the thing with the thing. Like you either have to buy a men's smaller medium and cut it up.
Yep.
Or you buy a girl's one and you risk it being too short or too tight or that sort of thing. So Jimmy Eat World has done great. Face to Face, Propagandy. Those have been my three favorites in the last year.
All right. Well, I have four more coming, so I'll let you know if there's any
awesome
one.
Who did you buy?
Awesome
who did
well,
you
that's
buy?
What I can't remember.
You can't even remember it.
I know I bought a NoFX sweatshirt.
Ooh, cute.
I know. Maybe another Descendants t-shirt.
Okay.
Like I said, I can't remember because I had like 15 browsers open and I was trying to decide what I was going to buy. So I can't even remember what I finally purchased.
Is there anything that the Descendants don't make?
No, they're pretty thorough in their
merch. I feel like their merch covers pretty much every bit. Like I know I have a friend who goes to the gym and works out in Descendants shorts.
Oh, wow.
Like a male friend. And that's what he wears to work out. And I'm like, I could never find a pair of shorts to wear that represent a band.
No, never. And like Less Than Jake is famous for their merch. They have a million things. You can get a friggin' ice scraper for your car that has Less Than Jake on it. Like they have everything.
Yeah.
But they have one girl's shirt and it was so ugly. Although I feel bad saying that because I said that to a girl and she's like, oh, I have that shirt. I love it.
Of course you did.
I was like, oh no.
That's how I felt about the Real Big Fish stuff. Like I love Real Big Fish so much, like so much. And I would rock a Real Big Fish shirt on a pretty regular basis, but what they have available for me is like not okay.
Yeah.
So good idea. We're going to roll with that.
Yeah. So actually, look at us transitioning because we want to talk tonight about our experiences of being a girl in the punk rock scene and kind of what that's like. And
I feel like this is we're transitioning to like a serious topic.
Yeah, that's true. Too serious? Too much?
Well, no, but
because buying merch is one of the very small I mean, it impacts me, and it's something I gripe about all the time, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not a big problem that we can't find merch that fits us, you know?
But the other thing is, too, is, like, you and I have always talked about how we want to support the bands we love. Right. By buying their merch. So I'd rather buy good merch from them than go and bootleg and make my own shirt.
Right, right.
Which I've done.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's just a million places. What I realized yesterday, too, is there's a million stores selling them on Amazon, too. You can get any band merch on Amazon, and it's some random dude in Japan that's created a store and is screen printing stuff.
Yeah. We can transition to this topic. I just know, I'm just like, this is whatever our recording time is right now. We're going to have to, like, advertise it as, like, at minute 17:23... Be prepared. The girls are about to get
shit
serious.
Gets serious. We don't have to be serious about it.
Okay. We're both like, oh, I wanted to be like, okay, well, I'll be this, like, who's, which one's going to be the serious one? Lucy and Apple.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you know, we've touched about it a little bit, talked about it a little bit before in a blog. Mm-hmm. I had the conversation with Dennis from Face to Face when I interviewed him before we were doing our podcast, and we did a big, we never posted it, but for the people listening, Dennis sort of flipped it around on me, and he ended up interviewing me after, and we have it recorded. And
I still think we should release that. It's so good. It's really good.
Just like everything else we do, I'd rather just release it without me listening to it again. Like, people send me feedback on our podcast all the time, and I'm like, well, that's good, but I didn't listen to that because I was there, I recorded it, and that's it.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, we had that conversation. Me and you have had the conversation. We're pretty vocal about it. It's one of the reasons we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
The whole website, podcast, blog, it is a big component of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Big thing, right, is that for dudes who are fans of punk, it's completely understood that they love punk music because they love the music and they love the band and they're into it and stuff. And the second a girl says, oh, I love such and such a band, it's like we're automatically groupies. Or we automatically love that band because they're cute or something. And that actually, it made me think about it because I was like, I never even knew what bands looked like for 15 years. I mean, I'd see a random picture on the back of a record or in a CD case, but I never knew what the dudes looked like. I didn't know if they were cute or not cute or whatever. I had no idea.
And I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I had no idea what they looked like. You could, like, Fat Mike could walk in front of me at a show and I wouldn't even know it was him because I had one picture of him in the back of a CD anywhere. I mean, and now I sound like so fucking old because this is pre-internet.
but it's true. Like, you know, to this day, I know band members' names, but I don't know what they look like.
Right.
So,
Yeah, so for someone to say, like, you only like this kind of music or you must be a groupie or something like that, like, I did not even know what people looked like until recently, probably.
I love that you brought that up.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
For me, it's always really offended me because, like, the term groupie can be interpreted in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's ideally you only go to a show or like the music because you want to sleep with the band. You think they're cute. It's a very superficial, physical reason,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Like, if that's what you're doing, mm-hmm. me and you have always said this, if that's what you're doing, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it really sucks to be a true fan of the music and loving the music and to be knocked down to that. That even sounds wrong.
I know.
But it
undermines the artist and the music, which is what really bothers me because it's like, no, it's telling the artist, you don't have females that like your music. You have females that like you because you're cute and you're in a band. It totally undermines their art and our intelligence and our ability to like something for a deeper reason.
Yeah. I mean, and for me and you, it's funny too, because, you know, we're both really passionate about the music we love. Like, it's pretty high up there on who we are as people.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just take it so personally to think that I spend the money to go to a show. I take the time off work. I spend a night away from my daughter. I buy the merch, I buy the CDs, I download albums. I put so much effort into all of those things. And then for someone to say that I'm only there because I'm a groupie or I'm a stalker. Stalker is one I get all the time. Stalker. You're a stalker. Ha ha ha. And it's like, it's super offensive. And you know, part of Mabel Syndrome is creating this community of women in the punk rock scene. And I'm sure there's other women out there who are like, oh my God, yes.
Well, you know what I thought was the most poignant part of your discussion with Dennis was when you looked to your friend, Ryan Tinney, and you said, Ryan, how many times have you said that you're telling, you told someone you're going to a show and they said, oh, you're such a groupie. And he was like, never. That's never happened to him. And you were like, that happens to me all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Like when Face to Face came to town and I literally by chance ran into somebody, like one of the guys in the where I live at a Starbucks, and we took pictures and I posted them. I probably had like 25, 30 Facebook comments.
About what?
Calling me a stalker or a groupie.
What?
And
seriously?
I guarantee you, if one of my dude friends got a picture with a band member and posted on their Facebook, they'd get 25, 30 comments saying, rad, super cool, awesome, love Face to Face. It's such, I probably in like almost all female issues, this one, I feel this one so much,
right?
You know?
Yeah. Well, we've made so much progress in terms of feminism and women's rights and everything, and then this one thing, there's such a hypocrisy still.
Yeah, it is. It's so true. Like, I can't name one of my guy friends that have ever been called a stalker or a groupie because they like a band.
I think we should start calling our guy friends groupies.
I'm gonna do that. Let's do it. Let's be like, hey, I'm a groupie and stalker. You can be too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard. So we both feel super passionate about it, and I think I want to like I encourage. We used to have 4 listeners. Maybe we have 7 now. But I want to encourage the people that listen to this conversation we're having, that to men and women, to like speak up on it. In terms of like when we posted, and I want to hear people's feedback on this. Like, have you felt this way? Have you heard these things? Like a lot of the guys we know that go to shows, their wives go with them. Like, do their wives hear this stuff?
I doubt it.
Yeah, but I'm married. You're married. We hear it. We still hear it.
I don't go to shows with my husband, though. But
and I guess I don't a whole lot either. But
yeah.
But the 30 people on my Facebook know I'm not a single 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Out to get wasted at. You know what
I mean?
Like
they're saying it to be funny, and they're saying it to make a joke, but it's offensive, and they don't realize it. I think no one's saying it because they actually think you're a stalker or a groupie. Everyone knows you're not, but they're saying it to make a joke.
Most of them.
That happens to be really rude. But you know
okay,
what I find?
Wait, hold on. Hold that thought. I need to pause our conversation for a second. If you want your own goldfish crackers or your own chips, you need to get up and get them yourself because I'm having a conversation with someone. Okay? So we're going to hashtag that hashtag reality right there.
Hashtag mom punk.
But she's been whispering behind me for like 10 minutes.
No.
She keeps going, mom, get me chips. And I keep like motioning at her to like
get away.
Like, no, go.
Yeah.
So that I couldn't hold it in anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, no problem.
Sorry, I interrupted your thought.
Oh, okay. So I know what it was. And I touched on this in my blog too, but I feel really unfortunate that for like now that I'm kind of more interactive in the punk scene and I've met more people through Mabel Syndrome, I've met amazing people and amazing artists that I've admired for years and years. I never did that. I didn't do that for 15 years because I was deathly afraid of that label of being a groupie. So I would go to a show late, like just when my favorite band was going to play, and I would leave early the second it was done. I'd never interacted with them. I never even said hi. I'd never shook anyone's hand. Like people, it was like I was a ghost or something. Like literally I would come late and leave early. Yeah, never. And I didn't put two and two together until you kind of brought it up. I've also never been called a groupie ever.
And really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And I talk about this because it's a label I put on myself almost. Like mm-hmm. it was something I feared so much that I didn't even let myself be interested in a band or meet a band or have that come into my life in any way at all. Does that make sense?
It does. See, our experiences are so different because of how you grew up and the availability of shows compared to mine, mm-hmm. which is drastically different. Like an 8-hour road trip to see one show, whereas you could, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Your yeah. weekends, you could see a show.
Yeah.
So our realities were different. And none of my guy friends have ever called me that. None of the guys I took an 8-hour road trip with to mm-hmm. see a show have ever called me that. Is it people that aren't even in the punk rock scene? Is that what it is? Are those the people that... Because now that I'm thinking about it, those people in our so-called, you know, punk rock community or whatever, I don't think any of them would ever say that to me. It's the people that aren't part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Well, and I'm thinking now too about the fact that no one's ever called me a groupie. No,
to your face.
They probably have, but, and probably people have said it in passing or in joking, and I just never really took it very seriously. But like I said, I just completely avoided the topic altogether.
So were you more nervous about it as a young woman than you are now?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm meeting all my favorite bands and artists, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm married. I'm not gonna, you know, like, there's no pretense. And I have a reason to be talking to them because of Mabel Syndrome. And I never wanted to bother anybody. Like, I'm just kind of one of those people that always likes to, I don't like to bother people. I don't want to interfere at whatever they're doing. Like,
yeah.
So I would literally go to the show late and leave early because I would never linger. I would just feel dumb. I don't know. So now that I have a reason to interact with my favorite artists and find out that they actually really appreciate it, hearing from real fans, given me a new perspective on it.
One of the bands that I spoke with since we've started this, I remember a couple of the guys in the band saying, like, I never even thought of that.
Right.
I never even thought of the fact that the female fans weren't here for the music, mm-hmm. you know, like it wasn't even something that registered to them.
But I think it's clear to them. I think it's very clear to them if there are girls, because they've all experienced, I'm sure, girls that just want to hook up or girls that aren't into the music or whatever.
Right.
So, but I think very clear.
So has the like Joe Schmo at
right.
a crappy bar on a Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. One artist told us that he ended up dating a girl that he met at a show for like two years.
Right.
Just because he happened to meet her at a show didn't mean she wasn't a rad girl and that he really liked her, and they ended up having a really serious relationship.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting because it's something that we both take to heart. We both take seriously because of how much we love the music, and mm-hmm. it's something, I don't know, I just feel like we need to put it out, throw it out there, like barf it out there, and because I know we're not the only ones.
Yeah, and I'm really curious what other people's relationships, like what their experiences have been.
Right, with band members?
Yeah.
Or like with the Joe Schmo at the bar?
Both. I want to hear all of it. But mostly just like being a girl in the scene, or like guys. So one of the experiences I brought up was, there's all these different groups on Facebook, right? And there was a NoFX group. And this one girl happened to put out there, she was like, oh, I met Mike once. He was awesome. He was just coming off his divorce. He was really in a kind of a bad place. And we ended up hooking up. And whatever, right? Like, he was single. Yeah. She was single. They hooked up. But the crap she got from all these dudes, it was constant. Like, whore, really? Slut, groupie, like... mean stuff. And all she was saying was, he's nice, I've hooked up with him.
So it's funny because I'm gonna say one thing, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be a Mabel Syndrome podcast if I didn't talk about face to face, but I was just gonna say, the NoFX Facebook group is so harsh.
It is, like, they probably don't monitor it at all, I don't think.
No, and they're sort of like Fat Mike's stage persona, that's how the Facebook group is run.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't surprise me that that's how...
Well, don't you think the personality of a band is going to manifest in its fan group?
Like, do you think if a girl on the face-to-face fan club said, oh my God, so-and-so is, you know, we hooked up one time, he was super nice, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that she would get a ton of comments shitting on her?
You know what? I kind of do.
Do you really? Okay.
Not a ton.
So
not a ton. And maybe not as mean and maybe not as vicious. And you guys would delete them before anyone saw them.
Yeah, but, we are pretty strict.
But I could see it happening, sure. Yeah. Anytime a girl puts herself out there like that. But it's not even about a band. Anytime a girl says, I hooked up with, like, oops, I hooked up with Billy last night at the party or something, then she's going to get shit. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's very much, it does. It goes back to that stereotype of the more women a man sleeps with, the cooler he is, and the more men a woman sleeps with, the bigger slut she is. When she could just solely be doing it for fun and pleasure and enjoyment. Just like a dude. Wow, this shit got serious with us all of a sudden.
How can we bring it back light? Why don't you talk about the time you hooked up with... Who can we pretend you hooked up with?
Mike Myers, when he was filming Austin Powers. No, that was just like the first thing that came to my head. Because I was telling...
Wait, so who did he play, like, in bed? Was he Austin Powers, or was he the big, fat, like,
He was Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard, that's right.
And he, just like the famous Fat Bastard line. Did we talk about this already the other day?
No, I've never talked to you about this.
Okay, I thought about it. We were talking about, I was talking about with some friends. I'm just looking around my house right now to see who's listening. About how Fat Bastard has this, like, funny line in the movie about how... he farts and he loves the smell of his own farts. And we had I had a conversation the other day with, like, all my neighbors about it. I feel like, honestly, we should take audio from that scene and attach it to the end of this podcast. Because it's a really great
That's
scene.
So funny. I don't even remember that. I just remember him saying, get in my belly or something like that, right?
It was something about, like, loving the smell of your own flavor.
Oh God!
It's funny too because
you fucked that guy.
Yeah, that bastard all the way.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have more respect for you now.
See, ain't no Facebook bashing gonna happen on me. I hold my own.
Hashtag fat bastard groupie.
I'll own it. I just choked on my drink, but I'll own it.
Please don't choke.
I think that was a pretty good transition. I don't know. I think the previous transitions tonight were better, but this one, I don't know. I'll roll with it.
All right.
Do I sound like I have a cold?
A little bit. A little.
Arizona gave me a cold. So yeah, I apologize to our listeners if I sound like a NyQuil commercial.
Yeah. Well, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. You haven't given me the, like...
Oh, I know. The, like, tornado?
The, like, tornado that you could be crazy, there could be a cyclone.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm drying out my finger symbol.
It's the smelling your like, the wafting from your
flavor,
finger.
My own flavor. So, Oh, man. So I just want to say one thing before we finish. Mm-hmm. We've had, we sort of started this podcast on a whim, totally randomly. Hey, let's do a podcast. Let's order all this equipment and start recording. Mm-hmm. And we didn't think anybody would listen to us. I mean, I don't listen to us. So we've had some really amazing feedback from our friends and listeners. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we're always open to feedback, right? We're always open to like, mm-hmm. hey, you're super boring, and hey, you need to sniffle less, or,
yeah,
you know. But I feel like in the last couple of weeks, we've had some really awesome people kind of reach out to us and give us some really good feedback. Maybe they're lying.
they're just being nice.
It's totally possible. But like, I've had a couple people reach out to me and say, hey, love the podcast. And I say, mm-hmm. hey, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then they give me like all these details from what mm-hmm. they liked about the podcast. And I'm like, holy fuck, you're listening for real. Like, yeah. So I just sort of wanted to maybe me and you say like a thank you to some people mm-hmm. who have listened and responded and given us some feedback and, right?
And that share the podcast and tell their friends about it and enjoy yeah. it. All that stuff. It means a lot to us because we really didn't expect anyone to listen and we don't know what the fuck we're doing. And you said we bought all this equipment, but really I spent $20 on a headset.
That's because it shit's cheap in America. We already discussed this. My friend the other day, she's like, I have a really fancy microphone. And I was like, I do too. Do you not see my headset? But yeah, so it's sort of one of those things that I just wanted to say, like, our supporters are awesome. Mm-hmm. Our listeners have been really great. The people that shared have been great. And I don't know. Maybe most of them have stopped listening by this point tonight, but
I don't know.
I'm stoked.
We have some really cool guests hopefully coming up too.
Should we do a quick list?
No, because I don't want to jinx it. I'm such a like jinx person. What?
Really?
Yeah.
I just told you to shut up. Sorry. I apologize. Once I told my mom to shut up when I was like in grade 8 and she made me write 1,000 times. I will never tell my mother to shut up again.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. I haven't. I'm 35 and I'll be like, Mom, shut
the front door.
Yeah. We do have a lot of pretty amazing stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Because what we've realized is that people say yes to us a lot more than they say no.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so, we have some serious stuff and some fun stuff and everything in between.
So to everybody that's been paying attention and supporting us, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
Are we going to wrap up today with a song?
Oh, sure.
So, you made an Instagram post today.
Oh, of Snuff?
We had tons of people respond to it. So, should we end today with Snuff song?
Yes.
Okay.
We should.
Do we know which one, or should we just...
I like Sunny Places.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we're going to say thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Here's Sunny Places by Snuff.
Awesome.